the chiyuv of davening tefillah b'tzibur. I discussed at length Bar Halacha Shabbos before Shavuos. By this time, I'm sure everyone is way ahead. Certain important halachas the Rambam writes Hilchos Tefillah as follows. Shmona Dvarim, Perek Hei. Tzorech Mispal Yizoheh Behem V'Lasos. Yimho Yedochuk O Nena So She'ovav L'Osos Ein Ma'ak. Ve'elu Hein Amido, standing up, Nochuch Amikdosh, Tigan Aguf, Tigan Amalbush, Tigan Amokom, Vashvoz Hakol, Hakriyav Hishtachov. These are five things that are not Ma'ak, eight things that are not Ma'ak. There are things that are ma'akif. There are gdalim. Chamisha dvar ma'akfen is hatfilim. Taras yadayim, which we'll get to. Kisi ho'erva, taras samokom. Ram ha'chovsim rotsu v'kavon ha'salev. Right now, it's begodim. Begodim is based on two things. Tigan ma'abosh keitza. Rambam says. Atagam ha'bush of tchila. The purpose is two things. Purpose number one, Chochin L'Kvasel Kiocha Yisrael. When you stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to dress in Ofer Mechubad no less than you would dress or when you confronted any Adam Choshev whom you respected and want to confront him in a respectful way. Number one. So that means you can't dive in a bathing suit, obviously, etc. And second, Hishtachful Hashem Bahadras Kodesh. And not allowed. It has to be a type of thing that indicates a degree of Hachnor. Now, take a look at the Gemara in Brachas, that's Lamed Amud Beis. There are two madregas. One madrega is that which is expected of everyone, a minimal. And then there is what's expected of Chachomim v'Talmideihem. Rambam writes, Derech kol ha-Chachomim v'Talmideihem, the spalu ella kishen atufim. That means as a minimum, respectfully, degree of hachnor, and being atuf means you feel closer, you feel more immediately that you're confronting the shechina, and therefore it's a larger head covering than you would normally wear. Covering one's head in general, where yarmulke, where yarmulke comes from, your rei meloka. That's the origin of the word, yarmulke, your rei meloka. That, for instance, if you ever want to see a person acting with total freedom, you see someone driving with his hair flowing in the air. That means the way you conduct your head and your hair is generally indicative of an attitude of hefkeres or hachno. And so the Rambam writes, Derekol hachomim v'hatamidim v'espalu el kashen atufim, extra. There's a halacha that a dayan, when he sits in a din Torah, it has to be otuf. means whenever I've sat in the Torah, I always wear my hat. Why? Because Elokim nitzav v'adas kel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adayin has to feel that when he's pasking his shayla, he's in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that demands that he be otuf. Remember, I once had a din Torah with a certain individual. So we went to a Beis Din. And when I walked in, I saw them not sitting with their hats. I realized they didn't know what they were doing. Any common Beis Din I've ever been in front of, they always said, otuf. It's halacha. Why? Elokim nitzav v'adas kel. You're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishpat le'elokim hu. A dayan has to feel that he's executing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's standing there in front of him saying, are you executing my din properly? Mishpat le'elokim hu. I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shliach, and he's standing there checking on me. That's what a dayan has to feel like. And okay, a Talmud Chacham and a Talmud of a Talmud Chacham is supposed to feel greater in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's davening. And therefore, that's why wearing a hat in davening is otuf, means something rather than the regular head covering. Rambam writes, that's Rambam Perek Hey, Halacha Hey. Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Tzitzis as follows. G'nai godo hu l'talmud chacham shishpalu v'hu eino otuf. Tefillah requires atifa, for he says, g'nai hu l'talmud chacham shishpalu v'hu eino otuf. That's why the minig of all b'nei Torah who consider themselves talmidim of talmid chachamim is to wear hats when they dive. It's not just Yisrael, we'll see that. But everyone who is a Talmud Chacham, who feels he's a Talmud of a Talmud Chacham, should and has to do that. Shulchan Aruch says, Derech Chachomim v'talmideihem, that's Simen Tzadi Aleph Sivov, Elok Hashem Atufim. No. And the Gros says here, right, where's the mark? The mark is Gemara and Shabbos. Daf Lamed Omid Beis. That about Talmid Chacham, it's Gemara and Shabbos as well. Now, Ramos says, "Ubi Eis Zam, Yesh Lechlach Bok Yodayim B'Shas Tfila Ke'evit Kame Morei." Now, tefillah is a very complex thing. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chof Vav Amud Beis, has a shaila. Shaila, whether the shofar is straight or the shofar is bent. The tefillah, you're straight or you're bent. So, why? Tefillah, on the other hand, we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asking for all of our needs. On the other hand, the fact that we can converse with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the chshivas of a human being. So when it comes to the shofar of Yovel, theoretically, it should be straight, the chshivas of a human being, it can't be an eved, everything goes back. On a tainis, the shofar is bent, the question is on Rosh Hashanah. Then the Gemara gets into certain side issues, but that's really okay. Here, at a Shazam, if a Tzara comes to this world, so then we have to understand Tzara comes to the world because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed it to come to this world, and therefore means we are being bad boys in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to come with an extra degree of hachna. And that's why standing like this would be the actual degree of hachnor. It's the way a person, you know, comes to the degree of hachnor, stands like this. That's what the Ramah says. And shalom, but you still have to come on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a dignified way. But shalom, so you have extra nice clothes. If you take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan, So I didn't realize I'm running a kindergarten here. What? Oh, from our little children upstairs. He says, some people, if it interferes with their kavana, you shouldn't do it. And there's no klal kavua in that. It just tells an attitude. V'chol echad yatzik v'ma shemutov lo v'hispal v'ofen zeh. And, okay, this is the, okay. Now, see, what the, some people not wearing a hat when they daven rely on the Aruch HaShulchan or others who say, in our society, don't daven with a yarmulke, only with a hat, because you wouldn't walk in the street with a yarmulke, you wouldn't walk in the street without a hat. Nowadays, the people do that, and so it wouldn't apply. But what does apply is the next halacha. Certainly, the halacha of chachomim v'talmidehem need an extra degree of atifa. Certainly, chachomim v'talmidehem have to wear a hat when they daven. Okay. Now, generally about when I was younger and I shaved, If I made an early minyan for Shacharis that day and shaved before Shacharis, by the time I made and I made a late minyan for Maariv, and I was a little, I used to shave before Maariv because I didn't look in a, I was not in the way that I would confront any Aron Choshev in that way. That's you have to dress up and look as the way that you're confronting an Aron Choshev. And if I looked a little unshaven, so then I would shave before Maariv. I think Maker Adin, I didn't think it was an extra chomer. I thought that was, I was mechuyev to do that Maker Adin. Okay, now I knew it's something to cover. There are two aspects here of the Rambam writes in Perek Hey, Shmored Vorm Tzorach L'Spalu Yizah B'Hem Vlasus. One of that is Tikkun HaGuf. Tikkun HaGuf. It's not Ma'akev. What is Ma'akev, the Rambam writes, is Taharis Yodayim. Two very, very different things. Let's first begin with Taharas Yodayim, because that's Ma'akim and Tefillah, and Simen Tzadei Beis, and we'll get back to Tikkun HaGuf. Okay. Rambam is very... Tarashuda am Ketsa. Rochets Yoda Bamayim Araperik, the Achachispala. Ram describes that you have to wash your hands before each tefillah, without exception. You have to make sure your hands are clean. He says, to what degree? He says, Bamed Vor Mamur, Kishen Matar Latfila, Eliyoda Bilvad, Bishash Tfila, Schutz mit Tfila Shachris. Shach wrote a pun of Yoda Varaglo, Viakach Hispalo. What does this mean? This means it depends. So some people say, what about Raglov?
What?
Till your wrist. Till the joint. Most people say it means to the wrist. Some people say through the knuckles. But halacha lemaaseh, we require to the wrist. To the wrist. The Rambam here does not talk in terms of keli. But what is it? So the Ravid says he doesn't know about Raglov. Why? It depends where you live and how people walked around. If people used to walk around in very dusty places, they didn't have paved roads, and their feet would get dirty. So if you live in such a place where your feet get dirty regularly, so in the morning before you die, you have to wash your feet. The Rambam lived in Egypt, where that was where it was. Rava lived somewhere else. He says, that's no way Raglov. Most Mepharshim explain the difference between the Rambam and Rava. It is not a halacha difference. It's simply what it is. Partner, if you feel you have a... That means if many people during the night they sweat, and therefore they wash their face in the morning to freshen themselves up. If so, you have to do that before Shachris in the morning. But before every tefillah, three tefillahs a day, you have to wash your hand according to the Rambam. Now, let's see what the halacha is in that in a more detailed way. And according to the Rambam, it is ma'akev in tefillah. It's ma'akev in tefillah according to the Rambam. So let's see how the Shulchan Aruch paskins on this. Shtabru paskins on this. Tzurach v'yichotz yodo b'mayim im yeshlo. Okay, what happens if there is no mayim? The b'diavad. But if the mayim is available, so you absolutely have to wash your hands, says the Shulchan Aruch. Yorochatz yodo shachris. Let's say we washed our hands shachris. Yisich daito tzvichim etila letfila im yesh no mayim afilu af al pi shein odeh lehem shum lichluch v'lo yavarech. He says, I don't know that they got dirty. I don't know that I touched any place I'm not supposed to. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, tzvichim etila. Shar brochas pshita dehesach hadas lo posa. That's if there's Hesach Hadas. That means if during the day I'm conscious of the fact, I keep conscious of the fact that I wash my hands in Shachris, no? Moments I'm a Hesach Hadas from it. Now let's see how the Mishnah Berurah paskens on this. That means for most people that would require Shachris min Chamayr of washing your hands. Rochatz Yodov Shachris Vehisiach Daito Mehem. What does that mean? Mr. Brewer says, Philoma Shehiflik Harbe Ben Hanatil Latfil. I should see the Kolshken Shashar Hesahadas, Atila Shal Shachris Tfilas Mincha. Says, certainly, the three trees. All he says, if I wash my hands and there was a certain amount of time between washing my hands and davening, I have to wash my hands again. But certainly between, That means between. The Mishnah Berurah is very clear. Between all three tefillahs, you have to wash your hands. And he says, according to him, this is Muchach from all Achronim. There's no Cholek on that. Yaloch v'im lichlech yodav betit l'datz aviyazri who betur ma'ashir tzorch litol yodav b'mayim im yekshla l'datz arosh supposed to go feel him nogam mogam tunav daim in ikayom im eilo mayim evshilo irag mar belichl. He says, what happens if I touch something dirty? Can I just wipe it off? Or I need netila? That's when I wasn't misyach da'at. He says, okay. He's not so sure how to pass on that. Halacha l'maisa. Anytime in between the netila and davening, if somehow your hands got dirty, or he's masupik about it, you should wash your hands. But what is clear from Shulchan Aruch, and that's why I wanted to emphasize it, is that the halacha is very clear. You wash your hands three times a day, Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. Now, comes along L'Gra and says like this. He gives his Rashi for Rambam. Lokatos. He says Shulchan Aruch paskens like these Rishonim. He says, what is Hesach Hadas? And here, the Gra is very, very strong. It says, I wash my hands, and I have Mesiach Das. I have to do Netilah Shadayim again. It says, Kamo Netilah Shadayim La'achilo. People very won't talk in between washing hands. No. And Ben Agola says, seems the Rambam that way, the Tor that way, and the Rav Yom that way. Okay, now, so that means before you daven, you should wash your hands right away, and even if it's not exactly like not talking to be a Hesach Hadas, but it should be washing for the purpose of davening, and without any distractions in between.
You have to use a kli?
Using a kli. That Mitzvah Shem Blinetta is a whole Arichas Mitzvah Shem Blinetta. I'll discuss that next week. That's a whole Arichas. My great-great-grandfather, Beis Halevi, used to wash three tefillahs with a kli three times a day and make a bracha. We'll see. The pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch is no, it's just washing your hands without a kli. Then we'll get into things. If you went to the bathroom in between, you didn't go to the bathroom in between. So whole other arichas we'll get into. When you need a kli for that tefillah, and when you don't, when you absolutely need a kli, it's just a question of washing your hands to make sure they're clean. But the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, etc., are exceedingly clear that three times a day, before you daven, right before you daven, you have to wash your hands. Now, is that if what happens if you went to the bathroom before? That we'll see. Does it need a kli? That we'll see. That's a bigger arichas. But that's now. Okay, let's just begin tikkun aguf. Yes. Speak a little louder.
Learns before. Before
not necessarily. If that's not learning is not considered hesed hadas in between.
Okay.
Okay. That's one thing we'll discuss next week. The details of Tzorach Nekavov is very much Barichas Nogea. To everyone, Al Yispalo. Al Atadav. Now, that means as long as one feels one has to go to the bathroom, Atadav. 2 weeks ago, before Shavuos, I had a certain medical procedure, and I had to take something that sort of emptied out my whole body. And afterwards, so I had a whole machlokas with my doctor. Wanted to take this medication. He wanted me to take this medication, wake up 4 o'clock in the morning and take it. I said, I won't be able to daven. Well, whatever. No. So I ended up waiting till after Marv. So, because the halacha, as long as, what does he say, we'll have to define that, what tzorach l'nekavov means. Tzorach l'nekavov. Al yispalo. Vim hispalo. Filaso toeva of a tzorach l'achso will hispalo. So we have to be very careful in finding what does mean tzorach l'nekavov. Hanemili says she'ena yochol la'amid atzmo shir hiluch parsi. That within the next 72 minutes, you absolutely have to, you feel, okay, you can wait 10 minutes, you can wait 20 minutes, but if you feel you cannot hold yourself back for 72 minutes, then already you have to go back and daven. That's what the Mechaba says, and we'll see details how that is. Album Yochel Hamid Atzmut, Parsa Yotze B'dieved. That's only as far. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? L'chad chila. The only feel you have to go to the bathroom, you can't daven. B'dieved Yotze, if you can hold yourself 72. L'chad chila is Balot Sh'yiduk Atzmut chila. You have to make sure that before you daven, you don't feel that you have to go to the bathroom at all. Now, but I'm doing Blinetta next week. I'll go through all of these halachas in a very, very detailed way, because these are people are not specifically very makbid in washing their hands for davening, and because of or the bathroom issues, and these are basic halachas. Every person has to be very nizer. May it's Hashem be better. We'll go through it totally next week.